When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Happy Monday. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid, the 8th of March, 2021, closing in on March Madness, the Major League Baseball regular season, and the second half of the NBA season. I'm Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock for the next 2 hours. We got you covered on everything going on in fantasy sports, fantasy baseball, recapping what happened in the NBA's All-Star festivities. Our first look at the Seattle Mariners win total in 2021. FanDuel has all their odds posted now on the win totals for 2021, so looking forward to getting into that. Davis, hope you had a good weekend. A little golf, a little NBA, maybe some baseball on your menu. How was it?
Yeah, great weekend. Got out to the range Saturday and Sunday, working on the game. Enjoyed the NBA All-Star game. I know it's kind of a nice grouchy old man thing to get mad at the All-Star game, and they don't play defense, and the slam dunk contest isn't as fun as people remember it being in the 90s and stuff. But I really enjoyed it. Bryson DeChambeau, my guy, wins at the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Bay Hill, cashed a 13-1 ticket there. So good nice. Sports weekend for me.
Good for you. Let's take a look at our headlines. And, of course, the lead is Team LeBron wins the NBA All-Star game with Giannis winning the MVP in the 2021 game. As Davis mentioned, Bryson DeChambeau wins at Bay Hill. Phil Mickelson dropping out of the top 100. His best days look like they are gone, but we'll see what happens. Masters coming up pretty soon. Hey, Blake Griffin ends up with the Brooklyn Nets, so we'll break that down a little bit more as well. Jared Kelenic with a knee strain looks like is going to sideline him at the beginning of the season. Probably won't be available in April. And the Mariners, who we'll talk about a little bit later in the show, have to be disappointed with the injury. But this does sort of answer the question as to whether or not he'll be ready on opening day. But aside from the All-Star game, we got the news just before it, amongst all the other stuff with COVID protocols and Embiid and Ben Simmons not playing in the game, that Blake Griffin in the second half of the season ends up going to Brooklyn. And so a great team, Davis, gets just a little bit better. I think you illustrated this last week. He could be a second teamer with them, come off the bench, provide the offense that maybe Caris LeVert would have previously had he been on the team. They had to trade him, of course, in the deal to get James Harden. Griffin is, I would say, a nice addition and doesn't really have to be who he was, just has to help them out a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that something the Nets are obviously going to want to do over the second half of the season, getting ready for the playoffs, is, they don't want to play James Harden and Kyrie 36 minutes a night. They don't want to play Kevin Durant 35 minutes a night. They'd rather those guys settle in kind of that 32-minute range. They definitely are going to want to be resting those guys. They're going to want to be resting James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant as they get ready for the playoffs. So Blake can come in, play 20, 24 minutes a night and just get shots up. He can play point forward off the bench. I think that he, Tyler Johnson, Bruce Brown, and Jeff Green, those four guys with a rotating fifth, is a pretty interesting bench mob unit. And then, in the playoffs, we are not going to see very much Blake, I don't think. I think he'll be probably two rotations a night, end of the first quarter, end of the third quarter style guy in the playoffs. But it's a nice fit. I love Blake Griffin, and I hope that he gets the championship that has eluded him.
Now, the other thing that's going to be happening during our shows for the next week or so is Davis and I and Brett Levy are all involved in the Raz Slam, and that is a fantasy baseball league that's played over on the NFBC, of course, being put on by Razzball, where we're playing over in the NFBC format. It's obviously an early draft, drafting here on the 8th of March, although Labor was drafted over the weekend, the League of Alternative Baseball Reality. And Davis has the third pick overall in the league. I have the fifth pick overall in the league. I know Brett is also in this thing too. So, Davis, how are we looking here? You already made your pick, it looks like. Your first pick in the Raz Slam's already in the books.
Yeah, already made my pick. I had two guys I put in my queue, and then I just listed auto draft. I had Tatis and DeGrom there. I really like taking a pitcher in the first round. Obviously would have preferred to, been at like five or something, so I wasn't passing on Soto and Trout there. But the main reason why I like taking a pitcher in the first round is kind of in fantasy football, why I like taking a running back in the first round, because then I don't have to overextend myself to take Luis Castillo really early, Jack Flaherty really early, Brandon Woodruff really early, Clayton Kershaw really early, and I can just kind of, just take a bunch of hitters early, get my steals, guys, right? We've talked about how important it is to find steals early in the draft, and then load up on, kind of SP4 style guys later in the draft. Because I think the one trend I see in fantasy baseball this year is people just really overpaying for starting pitching early.
Yeah, and I think, look, there's a lot of strategy with that. There are some who take the contrarian side of that and say, if you get DeGrom, why don't you go take Scherzer in the second round too? I mean, there are some people who feel that way. In watching some of the drafts play out over the weekend, I was involved over on the First Pitch forums this weekend from Baseball HQ. I participated in their live stream and also in their late round draft. It does seem like the trend is early pitching for sure. But I think we're softening a little bit, kind of being uncertain as to where we could be for the 2021 season, no doubt. But we got a lot to cover here on today's show. We got a week of spring training that is in the books. Who has looked good after a week? Does it matter? Is there a player that's potentially shined that we need to take a different look at? We'll do that as well. I have my pick first coming up in the first draft that I'll participate in terms of a snake draft this season. In that Raz Bowl, I'll tell you who I end up picking. We'll also get Brett's pick as well here on the show too. Fantasy sports today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock, our preview on the win total of the Seattle Mariners is coming up in about 10 minutes as well. So stay on the grid with us. We're just getting started here on this Monday. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Sports Grid Network.
Welcome back. Craig Dignis here with you on Fantasy Sports Today. 2021 baseball season set to go off here on April the 1st. Of course, every day we preview a Major League Baseball team and their season win total. FanDuel has them all posted for you now, so we'll update those on a daily basis. We'll have the Mariners coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Not the sexiest team in Major League Baseball, but we go through them all before we get to the regular season, no doubt. So, Davis, before we get to some stats from spring training, which I think that most would feel are more or less meaningless, I would throw this question at you. When we get to the end of the spring, if you have not looked at any spring training stats in 2021, will you at all? And do you think anything is relevant statistically of what we're seeing in the first, let's say, 2 weeks of the spring?
I think the kinds of things that I tend to take from spring training are going to be less like, oh, who has a really high batting average, who hit home runs, you know, who's generating the most strikeouts or whatever. For hitters, it is where they're at in the batting order. I think managers give us lots of good information on who they expect to get the most plate appearances, who's going to be batting higher in the order, who's going to be batting lower in the order during spring training. And I think pitchers give us a lot of information as well, working on off-speed stuff. Because, you know, lots of guys are successful in the major leagues with just two pitches, right? They have one breaking ball and, you know, obviously their fastball. And then when guys start working on a slider, guys start working on a change or a curve, I think we see a lot of that in spring training. So I think the more granular information that you get from spring training tends to be more instructive as opposed to, oh, you know, this guy hit 9 home runs in spring training or whatever. But I do look at them. I am tracking these games. I am following. And I think there is some stuff for us to learn.
Yeah, I think so. I always go back to the same story from 4 or 5 years ago that, you know, it's sort of anecdotal, but I'll never forget the spring that Trevor Story had. Like, he basically led all of Major League Baseball in home runs and moved up more than anybody I can ever remember on draft boards. I think it was the year they let go of Tulowitzki, essentially. And then Story came in, and he came in with some decent pedigree, but I believe he had 11 home runs in spring training and then broke the rookie record for the first month of the season in April. So that did carry over, but that's not an easy proposition to see. Let's take a look at who is leading Major League Baseball in the Cactus League and in the Grapefruit League thus far in home runs. We have Bobby Dalbec, the rookie for the Boston Red Sox, who is expected to get a lot of playing time with 3, and then Joey Gallo with 3. That should come as no surprise. But the name that is compelling here is the third name here, Davis, and that is Josh Rojas. And I got to tell you, don't know a ton about Josh Rojas. Yes, that's even coming from me. You know why? Because he did not figure to be in the equation a lot at the start of the season. They had LoCastro, who's on the COVID list. They had Cole Calhoun, who's on the injured list. And then all of a sudden, this Rojas has been playing. He's got 3 home runs already. And on top of it, Davis, he's leading off for the Diamondbacks. So not sure why they're going with him over Ketel Marte, but that's what they're doing, at least for the time being. But we have to start paying attention, as you said, to lineups, because with Calhoun out in April, I think Rojas is earning himself a job. And lo and behold, can you imagine going into fantasy baseball draft season with an unknown player leading off in Coors for 81 games in Arizona for 81 games and also playing in Coors many times too. So Rojas is at least a name I got to start paying attention to. And I got to learn more about him.
Yeah. So, I mean, the reasons why they would want to replace Ketel Marte at leadoff, I think, are pretty clear. 3% walk rate for Marte last year, 122 ISO, the worst of his career. Wasn't even really effective stealing bases. I think they could have some long-term concerns about him. And then if you look at Rojas's minor league profile, he looks like kind of a perfect leadoff guy. A double-digit walk rate every year of his minor league career. His last years in AAA, 12 home runs, 19 steals in 2019. Then when he got traded, he again maintained that high walk rate. In a brief minor league sample, he's at an 11% walk rate. Now, still does take some whiffs, 25% strikeout rate. However, all of the major projection systems basically think that he is going to improve. He's only 26 years old. So again, kind of entering into what we think of as the prime years for baseball, 26, 27, 28. So looks like he has a little bit of speed. Looks like he has just a little bit of pop. I mean, probably if he got 500 plate appearances, you'd be anticipating about 10 home runs at the major league level. Right. But leading off, steals 12 bags, you know, hits 250, scores 80 runs, drives in 65 runs. I mean, that is a player right now. It's like legitimately undrafted that I think that we have to be interested in.
Yeah, no doubt. In the NL-only format, too. I mean, all of a sudden, this guy is just supremely on the radar and leading off every day. So thus far, it appears that way. Calhoun, who is a nice player, I think the question would have to be asked for sure, as he signed a two-year deal with Arizona last year. If Rojas hits, what happens to Calhoun when he comes back? And I don't think that that's clear. So this is the kind of player that can force his way a little bit into the lineup. Calhoun with a much higher pedigree, much more power. But who knows? We'll see how this plays out over the last 3 weeks of spring training, no doubt. All right. Well, Rojas is going to be a young player in the big leagues over in the National League. I thought it would be a good exercise to take a look at the FanDuel's odds on the American League as far as the Rookie of the Year is concerned, because now these lines are getting a little bit tighter, a little bit easier to kind of create a path for. This is a clear favorite here at 3-1 based off the postseason that he had last year and late into the regular season. Jared Kelenic at this point, he's 6-1, but we can kind of scratch him off, I think. I don't think that anybody would throw that dart, even with him coming back in a short period. I would think that his odds would be worse. Mountcastle to me is interesting at 10-1, no doubt, because he plays on a team where he's going to get playing time for the season. I'll be out on Pearson at 12-1. Alex Kirilloff made Eddie Rosario expendable, Davis, and he's going to play every day, bat sixth in that lineup. That's a good lineup there. If Wander Franco was up opening day, I think he'd be a great shot at 15-1. And then Tristan McKenzie's also at 15-1 there. So, look, if you believe in a Rosarena, this is pretty simple, $100 to win $300. You're never going to get these kind of odds if a Rosarena, Davis, hits two home runs in the first week of the season. It's it, right? Like, he's going to be minus one, minus something if he opens up hot. That's the end of the deal. And people probably don't forget that he still qualifies as a rookie because all of his at-bats essentially were in the postseason. But can you make a case for anyone else here? Because it would have to be probably a hitter for me. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be Wander Franco because there's no doubt we're not going to see him till May.
I actually think that the guy you said you were out on is most interesting here, which is Nate Pearson. I think if he got, he's dealing with his groin injury right now, but if he got to 120 innings pitched, 8 wins, over a strikeout per inning, you know, wasn't struggling with walks. I know he was brutal in a small sample last year. What do you have? Yeah, 6 ERA over 5 starts last year. But Pearson, all the scouts who know way more about baseball than I do think that he is really good. He has a future value grade of 60. He has a 70 grade fastball, you know, throws 100 miles an hour. That to me seems like a guy who could have a Steven Strasburg-esque run. You know, remember when Strasburg was young and he was just a pure fireballer, like no off-speed style stuff. Pearson and Tristan McKenzie too, by the way, I think another guy who could be interesting for this award, because I think they could play for winning teams. I guess the Indians less so, but the Blue Jays. I mean, the Blue Jays could win that division. Pearson could get 8 wins, and I think that he, in that eventuality, I think would probably win the award. But yeah, a Rosarena, I mean, he probably just wins, right? It's probably just Randy.
I mean, he could. Ryan Mountcastle could hit 30, and a Rosarena could not be the guy that we thought. I know all those things are probable or possible, not probable. But yeah, for me with Pearson, I saw him pitch last year. I was not impressed at all, and I think it's going to take time. And in Dunedin for April and maybe in May, I don't know. I'm concerned. I think eventually he will be good, but I just don't see it happening immediately this year, at least based on what I saw last year. But in the future, no doubt, could be a star for the Blue Jays for sure. Okay, win total coming up next. We don't talk a ton of Seattle Mariners baseball.
Moto Casino, America.
like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, I don't think anybody talks a ton of Seattle Mariners baseball. They've kind of been in this sloggy rebuild for like 3 or 4 years with not much hope to win a division, but yet they finished third last year in the AL West. People will be surprised with that. We'll talk about them next in their win total.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid, SportsGrid.com, FanDuel, and really, I would say it's done a fantastic job of getting all the Major League Baseball win totals up and running. So for those of you who are interested in betting on the over-unders on any of the Major League Baseball teams this season, we went through a few of them, and you can access all of those on our YouTube channel, and you really have only missed a handful of teams, but we continue to do that every day here on the show. So Monday through Friday this week and Monday through Thursday next week, we will continue that exercise as we carry you right up until opening day. Next Friday here on the show is the first day of the NCAA tournament. So we will be covering that for in-game live. So no win total next Friday for those of you who are watching or listening to us every single day. But we do have one every day this week. Today is the Seattle Mariners. And look, you know, some teams are no fun. This team is no fun. Let's just be real. This is not one of those teams where it jumps off the page at you one way or the other and you're in love with some guys from fantasy. But the reality is that somebody on this team is going to have a really good fantasy season. We could have went into this last year, Davis, and said the same thing. And they did have somebody that emerged. It was Kyle Lewis. He ended up winning the American League Rookie of the Year. He was better than Luis Robert. Now, some people feel that he's going to have a little bit of a regression. Seattle also has chosen to go to a six-man rotation. I believe they're the second confirmed team in the American League to go to a six-man rotation. The Angels are the first. Otani is their sixth starter. But people would be surprised to know, Davis, they were 27-33 last year, only six games under 500. If you extrapolate that, they would have went over their full season win total in 2020. A lot of that was due to the pitching. Some of it was due to Kyle Lewis. He was just a monster. But in reality, they're still sitting in this position where you would think that they'll be looking up at the top of the division. I believe the Mariners are probably another offseason away, Davis, from maybe adding some significant talent, because on paper, it doesn't look great.
Yeah, on paper, it doesn't look great. And I mean, the most interesting storyline that you can conjure up about the Mariners is, you know, when do we see Jared Kelenic? He's the number one prospect in baseball. He is banged up right now. But I mean, this guy, you watch highlights of him, you see the stuff he does in spring. He looks like a guy who is just going to rope doubles for fun, you know, left, right, and center, putting the ball wherever he wants it. I actually am very interested in Mitch Haniger, who missed time with what can only be described as the most devastating injury that a baseball player can have. He took a pitch and ruptured a testicle and has not played since 2019 as a result. He had to have compensatory surgeries. I think he had a back surgery also as a result of that. But the last full time that we saw Mitch Haniger play in 2018, 683 plate appearances, 26 home runs, 8 steals, 10% walk rate, 367 weighted on base average, 137 weighted runs created plus. If you get 600 plate appearances of Haniger batting second for the Mariners, which at this point, I mean, who are they replacing him with? What are they going to do? Are they going to, I mean, when Kelenic comes up, he probably just leads off instead of JP Crawford, or maybe they move Kyle Lewis up to one and they put Kelenic third, or maybe they bat Haniger fifth. But I mean, Haniger looks to me like one of the best values in fantasy if he's healthy, because he was a great fantasy baseball outfielder. 28 home runs, 10 steals, 300 batting average. Like, those are fourth round stats for outfielders. And I mean, he's free. Like, you can get Haniger in the reserve rounds of your drafts right now.
Yeah, there just aren't a lot of people who feel he can stay healthy. And you're right, with the injury that you described, especially the first one, that's not something that's quantifiable. But then he had the back injury, and that is the big circle, because anybody with a back injury in sports, usually things don't end well. But you're right, he's a free player, very much boom or bust. If you said to me, what are his numbers at the end of the season, I could see him with 2 homers or I could see him with 30. I don't think that there's going to be a middle ground for him this year. But let's look at their lineup real quick. Crawford is only the leadoff hitter by default. I don't think he's a full-time leadoff hitter for sure. Dylan Moore came on last year. He's actually a pretty high pick in some drafts because he qualifies at second base in the outfield. Kyle Lewis had that monster year. Seager is in the final year of that big contract that he signed with Seattle, and then he'll be gone. They have a nice young player in Julio Rodriguez eventually who's going to come up. You saw Mitch Haniger there. Evan White's a defensive player and has shown nothing at the offensive level. Their catcher is not much. Ty France came over from San Diego in the Austin Nola deal, and France looked good last year, but I don't know. I'm not all that impressed with their offense. I feel like with Kelenic and Rodriguez coming, it's like the same second coming of Griffey and Rodriguez maybe for Seattle. But we are just going to have to just kind of sit through some poor offense, I think, on this team this year. I don't see a lot of hope.
Yeah, I mean, I see that in the aggregate. Like, I think in the aggregate, they're not going to be very good because they're going to give loads of plate appearances to guys like Dylan Moore, Tom Murphy, Luis Torrens is going to be playing for this team, Braden Bishop, you know, just a total nothing. Ty France, though, is a guy I wanted to bring up while we were doing this segment, though. Go back and look at his AAA season in 2019 when he was playing for the Padres minor league affiliate. 348 plate appearances, a 502 weighted on base average, 27 home runs, 14% strikeout rate. And he's been decent from a per plate appearance perspective in Major League Baseball. Now, he's only racked up 356 plate appearances, but 11 home runs, 325 weighted on base average. He doesn't walk very much, but I think Ty France, and I'm going to steal this from our buddy Eno Saris over at The Athletic, they were kind of referring to him as like a budget Jed Jerko, like an even cheaper version of Jed Jerko, a middle infielder who's got a little bit of power. You can play him at the middle infielder or the corner infield spot on the NFBC because he's going to get some playing time at second and at third. Ty France should be batting fifth for the Mariners, I think. He is a guy, again, much cheap, just like Haniger, a guy that I'm pretty interested in picking up, you know, very limited shares of.
Yeah, and I think Jorko's a good comp for that. But, you know, I don't think the 300 batting average is sustainable. And all those numbers you threw at us, I think that was Pacific Coast League. So I don't know. I'm not hugely involved in their hitting. Their pitching, on the other hand, seems to be pretty good. And on top of it being pretty good, you know that, especially in DFS, the Mariners are going to be a phenomenal one-game-a-week team because they've got all left-handed pitchers throwing in this rotation. It's really remarkable. Marco Gonzalez is not a fun fantasy pitcher, but he's a very good reality pitcher, just gets no credit. Kikuchi, I don't know what to make of him. Paxton, you would have to assume he's good if he's healthy. Justice Sheffield, the book is still out. Justin Dunn was a very good college pitcher. We'll see if that turns into pros. Flexen is their sixth starter. Montero's going to get a shot to close this year, coming over from Texas, going to Seattle. So, I think the Seattle names are not that sexy, Davis, but for me, they play in a pretty hitter-friendly ballpark. They're going when those pitchers face off against very left-handed hitting lineups, they're going to have success. So what do we call that in fantasy? Streaming. And I think that there are a couple of decent streaming options on this team. I would take a late shot on Paxton for sure. I don't think that there's anything to lose really by taking a shot on him in the 18th round, 20th round. We've talked about that. Dunn is a nice young player who they ended up getting in the first round. So the Mets took him in the first round. They traded him in the Kelenic trade. So I think there are some things to like with their pitching staff. And again, they're playing in the right park. If you said, give me one player, Davis, who you're really unclear on, no doubt it's Kikuchi. They paid him a lot of money for him to not be good at all with Seattle last year. Usually the guys who come from overseas have that great first year and then fade. I would wonder, Davis, is it going to take the first year of him adjusting and then good in the second year? There are some that feel that that could happen.
Yeah, I'm still buying on Kikuchi because this is a guy who throws five different pitches with like some degree of command. Now, he's really struggled with home runs early on, 1.68 home runs per nine innings, hasn't really been able to generate whiffs, was very unlucky if you believe in the ERA indicator stuff last year. His FIP was 3.3, his expected FIP was 3.78, but his actual ERA was 5.1. But if you just tell me there's any pitcher that can throw five pitches with like some degree of command, like two of the pitches, you know, some of these guys have five pitches, but two of them, like they literally cannot throw for strikes. Like a guy has a changeup, but it's a total show me pitch that always ends up in the dirt. It seems like Kikuchi has some degree of command with even his fourth and fifth pitches. So I'm pretty interested in Kikuchi, you know, AL only, main event reserve rounds, like things like that. Like I'm going to be buying on him and also going to be buying on Paxton, because if you get 150 healthy innings of James Paxton, you're loading up on strikeouts, probably not going to help you a ton in wins, obviously playing for the Mariners, but going to be good for your ratios, going to be good for your Ks. So Kikuchi and Paxton are two guys I would put on my, like, Davis Matic is targeting these guys above ADP list. You know, Dunn, Marco Gonzalez, like, whatever. I mean, I think I have Marco Gonzalez on one draft and old team, but he's very whatever to me.
All right, so 72.5. Let's close the book on the Mariners for the season. I'll start off here, Davis. I think this number is about right. I don't have a strong feeling either way, and part of that is because they did surprise a little bit last year. So even if Kyle Lewis regresses a little bit, I expect that to happen. You mentioned Mitch Haniger. He could be Kyle Lewis this year. Their offense is not great. Their pitching is going to – they're going to be in a lot of very close games. They're going to need their bullpen to score for them, come through, shut down innings. That's going to have to happen. A lot of 3-2 and 4-2 games, no doubt. So I could see them winning 73 or 74 games. I could also see them winning 68 or 69 games. So this is just going to be a pass for me. I don't feel like I have a great feel on their season.
Yeah, I'm going under here because I anticipate the Angels to be more competitive than the market expects. And I also think the A's will be decently competitive more than the market expects.
And if that is the case, then that would be an under for sure. Texas looks like they're picking up the rear, no doubt, in that division. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. More odds over on FanDuel, home run champion in 2021. We dive into that next. So make sure you stay with us right here on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. Craig and Davis are back with you in just 2 minutes. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on your gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cashback is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on December 2nd. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Grid.com.
All right, welcome back. In the Raz Slam with the fifth overall pick, I am now the proud owner of Juan Soto. So, Davis, I opted for Soto over Trout and Gerrit Cole, which I think you could go any direction that you'd like there. But I don't know. I just kind of felt like the breakout. I mean, he's already broken out. What am I talking about? I mean, Soto's a monster, and I still think he's going to steal 10 bases. I don't know that Trout will. I guess that, I don't have much else other than that. You can't go wrong with any of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's very hard, I think, in fantasy baseball this year to make a poor first-round selection because there are so many guys who are just kind of interchangeable up there at the top. Really, if you look at the first round, you have Soto, Betts, Acuna, Trout, Tatis, then the two pitchers. I think the tier kind of falls off for me after Gerrit Cole. I think there's eight really strong guys, and then you enter into the Trey Turner, Shane Bieber, Freddie Freeman, Christian Yelich. But then, you know, in terms of Freddie Freeman and, you know, Cody Bellinger, you're talking about four category guys instead of five. I mean, Trout, I guess, probably is not going to run too crazy. You know, maybe 5 to 8 steals is kind of his floor. But you just feel so certain Trout's hitting 30 bombs, going to hit 300. Yeah. Going to drive in 100 runs. So he just is so consistent. But yeah, I mean, I think you made a great selection.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those two. I just wasn't going to go pitcher there. I would have taken DeGrom, but not Cole. I don't know. Just there's a difference for me there with those two. National League, I guess. All right, let's take a look at the odds over on FanDuel as we get closer to the season. Our first look at the home run champion in 2021. And Pete Alonso is the leader in the clubhouse right now at 12-1. Joey Gallo at 16. Aaron Judge, we have at 18, Juan Soto at 18, Eloy Jimenez at 23, Giancarlo Stanton at 32-1, and then we have Christian Yelich a little bit beyond that. So, Davis, look, I know that you have expressed your love for Eloy Jimenez. Would you throw that dart on Eloy in 2021 ahead of all these others?
Yeah, I just love these props. Like, these are some of my favorite things that FanDuel offers. The league leader in home run, and then I think eventually closer to the season, they will just, because, you know, they love to generate that income. They're going to give us AL and NL home run leaders. These odds that we have posted here are just for MLB overall leaders. I do think Eloy does look really strong. You know, they play in that great ballpark. What's it called now? It used to be called U.S. Cellular. It's called something different now, which
I don't even know.
And I refuse to learn the name of the new one. It's U.S. Cellular to me. And it is, it's a very small, we call it a band box even. So he plays in that great field. He's got that 80 grade raw power, you know, 14 home runs in only 55 games last year. I do think at 23-1, he looks really strong. I think his main competition is 550 plate appearances of Joey Gallo, who just, you know, sometimes looks like he is just hitting the ball off of a tee. Gallo and Jimenez looked like the two when I did my first run through of guys who look a little bit under or mispriced. Like, for example, I think if I was pricing this market, if FanDuel was like, Davis, you have to do the odds, I think I would just have Gallo first. I know that Pete Alonso hit 53 home runs not that long ago, but I mean, Gallo has the best raw power of anyone in baseball, I think. I mean, that would be my opinion.
Yeah, I think that if you ask the same question to me, I think that the Yankees are just way overpriced here. And I think that I guess you got to protect yourself against people in the Northeast betting that, especially in New Jersey. People are just going to throw money on Judge and Stanton because they wear pinstripes. I think that that would be a mistake. So for me, I like your idea with Eloy Jimenez. I got to tell you, I would not rule out Christian Yelich either. He was really hurt last year and has just been a forgotten guy. And look, it is going to be hard for him to beat out Pete Alonso and some of those other names that are there, but I'm not putting anything past him after the two back-to-back seasons that we saw that were kind of MVP-type years. Remember, he got hit in the knee, missed 6 months, came back. The reporters before spring training last year, Davis, and even at the summer camp when they came back, said he didn't look right. And that's what showed. But now he's 100% healthy again. He plays in Milwaukee, which is just meant for him. He should never leave there. He should stay there forever. And look, he was a 50 home run guy. I think that I don't know that he's going to win it, but I think that the value is nice on him. So at 35-1, I do. So not somebody that I would completely rule out, I would say, for 2021 for sure, just given what I saw from him. How about previous home run leaders in the American League? Let's take a look real quick at this. We have Luke Voit in that short season last year who ended up winning it. Jorge Soler, who I think took a little bit of a step back, but I could see him jumping right back in it. Wow, Chris Davis, boy, he's fallen off, huh? 2018 yep. champion, now over with Texas. And then Aaron Judge, I'll just never I don't want to go negative against Judge and Stanton, but I think at this point for me, at least in my opinion, both from fantasy and from a betting perspective, I have got to see them healthy for one season to believe that that can happen. Because I can't go down this road every single year and saying, what if? And I hear that. And I even hear that sometimes in the analysis from fantasy people saying, well, what if he's healthy? I mean, yeah, what if I win the league, which never happens too. So for me, like, that statement is just expecting something that is just not reasonable because it hasn't been, especially in Stan's case. So, I think Voit gives a nice opportunity there. And maybe Soler bounces back, Davis. I think that's possible.
Yeah, Soler was the one who I thought was pretty fascinating deeper down the odds. I think that he is listed at 48-1, and which is, it's funny. I wonder if they kind of did this on purpose. So Soler hit 48 home runs in 2019, and he's listed at 48-1. Just a little bit of a numerology symmetry there for you. He doesn't have a ballpark advantage the way that Stanton and Judge do. You know, they hit in Yankee Stadium. Obviously, you know, a lot of their road games they're playing in. They're going to be playing in Dunedin. They're going to be playing in whatever the Orioles ballpark is called now. I'm sure it is not called Camden Yards. I'm sure it's called something. Exploitative and gross, that is not Camden Yards. You and I are not aligned on Judge and Stanton, though. I really like both of those guys. I don't think they offer great odds here. Judge at 18-1, Stanton at 32-1. I think that obviously you're definitely paying a Yankee tax. With Judge specifically, who hasn't been healthy in three seasons, the last time we saw Stanton healthy was in 2018. He hit 38 home runs, but 59 home runs as a member of your Miami Marlins in 2017. One of the things that I was thinking about as I was compiling this list, though, is we're going to be going back to probably the 2018 ball or something like it, maybe halfway in between the 2019 ball and the 2018 ball in terms of it not being juiced and being more, you know, just a normal average baseball. They're not trying to encourage home runs left, right, and center. So my thinking is guys like Soler, guys like Stanton, guys like Judge, even guys like Chris Davis, who, I mean, you know, you wouldn't bet him because he's just not going to get the plate appearances, I think, and doesn't play in that homer-friendly ballpark anymore now that Arlington is more of a pitcher's ballpark. But just kind of thinking the only guys I would want to bet on to lead the AL or the NL or all of MLB in home runs this year would be 80-grade power guys. I only want dudes who are going to be hitting 450-footers because the 350-yard, you know, fence scrapers, I think a lot of those are going to fall for outs this year. I think a lot of those are going to be doubles in the gap. And more so, guys who hit a lot of doubles, you know, guys like Christian Yelich. I do think the number for Yelich is good, but Yelich is just your classic gap-to-gap guy. He makes a lot of contact, and he has extremely fast hands, and he's not necessarily always trying to hit home runs. But Stanton and Judge, they know what their job is, right? And I think Voit even to some consideration as well. Like, those guys have extreme launch angles. Those guys are really trying to hit home runs. I also don't have a sense, like, are Stanton and Judge just not able to stay healthy because they're so massive? Like, can Stanton not stay healthy
That's
because
exactly
he is
it.
They're just offensive line sized guys. Yeah, which could definitely play into it. So maybe someone who's a little bit more lithe and athletic, like Luke Voit, who has to play the field every day. You know, all the DH spots are taken up in that Yankees lineup. Voit has to play the field every day. He probably stays on his conditioning and his cardio a little bit better than Stanton and Judge, instead of just, you know, lifting, bench pressing every day like those guys do. Yeah. So maybe Voit is the Yankee if you want to bet one.
Yeah, it was just somebody in baseball who I had a conversation about this a couple of weeks ago, just basically said, give me your comp for a 6'5", 250-pound offensive player that plays the field in the history of baseball who was healthy all the time. And there are none. I mean, it doesn't happen. They just get hurt. They're big. They break down. You hate to use Canseco because it's not really a fair one, but that's another dude who could never stay healthy. I can't count on that at this stage with those two guys. Now, if you said to me, Craig, you're in an American League only league of 12 teams, I may take one of those guys because it's a league winner, right? Like if that guy blows up, I may win the league. That's a good dart throw. But in the 12 team mix and in the snake and the auctions, no, I'm just, and with my money, no, like I'm not going to do that until I see it. And with Judge, it's been 1 year. Really, with Stanton, it was the year that he won the MVP with the Marlins. No doubt about that. I was there for that, but that just hasn't been anything since. National League home run leaders from last year: Marcell Ozuna. After a couple of years in St. Louis of, I would say, unfulfilled promise, really came through for the Braves and earned himself a long term deal. Pete Alonso did not have the 2020 that he had in 2019, but I could see him bouncing back. Arenado, I would think, at this stage, going from Colorado to St. Louis will limit his home run numbers, but he still could hit 28. I don't think there's any doubt. And then there's Stanton in 2017. You know, Ozuna is an interesting name, Davis, but with no DH in the NL, I see Ozuna losing some playing time. And the other thing that I see too, and we know how stats can kind of accumulate, I would use the word, over the course of the season. Mm-hmm. Davis, Braves are up 4-2 in the seventh. Ozuna is not playing
defensive
anymore.
Replacement.
Yeah, he's out of the game. So just adding on to that ninth inning run, I mean, he'll get his 500 plate appearances. Let's get real on that. But he's going to lose 50 to 100 plate appearances being removed from the game. So 60 games, yes, with the DH, and 162, I don't see that repeating.
Yeah, so that's actually another little element that's interesting there is, in making these bets, should we just be discounting NL guys? Because one, you know, in the American League, you can give Luke Voit a day off by making him DH, right? You say, okay, we're putting Brett Gardner's going to get his day today. Clint Frazier's going to get his day today. Voit, you're going to shift to DH, LeMahieu's going to play first base, and Miguel Andujar is going to play second base for today. In the National League, when it's time for Pete Alonso or Nolan Arenado to get their day off, it actually means a day off. I mean, maybe they get one plate appearance as a pinch hitter. The last thing I wanted to ask you is, do we see a 50 home run season this year? Just do you think we see 50 home runs this year?
Very tough call for me. I'll know right away, I think, in the first week. I'll say yes. I do. I think we do. I think maybe Vladimir Guerrero Jr., somebody out of the norm will just, maybe Soler again. I do think so. Someone in the American League. I think it happens again over 162. Coming up next, we will recap some of the All-Star festivities in the NBA. Slam Dunk Contest, of course, was very quick, brief. Yesterday, as well as the All-Star Games festivities as well. So we'll have that coming up for you. And also a little bit later in the show, we'll hear from Byron Buxton of the Minnesota Twins, who discussed a potential long-term extension. Is this the season? You can draft Buxton and feel good about it. We'll be right back.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up in the second hour of the show, Chris is going to have the update. We'll also talk a little fantasy. Byron Buxton of the Minnesota Twins, really interesting conversation was had with him over the weekend as well. Davis, Magic Johnson, who never, I don't think I've ever seen this guy tweet anything negative out on social media in the 10 years that he's been on there. Yesterday, for the first time ever, literally said, I don't know if this was the best dunk contest of all time. I couldn't believe it. Now, full transparency here, and we'll get to this a little bit later in the show. I was not locked in to NBA All-Star Weekend, perhaps as much as I should have been. But I guess the question does have to be asked. If some of the best stars or any of the best stars are in the slam dunk contest, is it compelling? Is it interesting for the average fan? Not Davis Maddock, not Brett Levy, who used to work in the NBA. And not even me, who's doing a show, we talk NBA all the time. But is it interesting to tune in when essentially the average fan has not heard of the guys who were in it?
So the sense I get is that the answer is no for the average fan. It's awesome for me, right? I've been following Anthony Simons forever. Like, I have his rookie cards. I have him in a dynasty basketball league I play in. Like, I'm a big fan of this guy. I really like Obi Toppin. I know that Cassius Stanley has the record for highest vertical leap at the NBA combine ever. Like, but I don't, the average fan doesn't know those things and doesn't care. And so my sense is that while the slam dunk contest is still fun, people just don't enjoy it when it's not LeBron, not Zion. Like they don't care about the Pacers' 19th man in the slam dunk contest, basically.
Yeah, I think that's kind of it. And again, I applaud the NBA for getting this thing off the ground and it happening. And I do think we'll be back to some normalcy with it next year. But you're going to have like a Ja Morant or just one of the bigger names, I think, from the year before. LaMelo Ball, I don't know what kind of dunker he is. But like somebody in there that I think a lot of people recognize. And in the New York market, of course, Obi Toppin is that guy. But the average market, I'm not sure. All right, we got our headlines coming up here at the top of the hour. Jake Odorizzi has a new home, in case you missed it over the weekend. We'll discuss him, and we'll be back with more fantasy sports today in just 2 minutes. Don't go away.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready.
Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.